I'm talking about those friends, the phantom friends, the ones that make you see on social media all of these big events happening in their lives. I passed matric with 5 distinctions. Why didn't you post it in the group first before you went to Facebook or TikTok or something?
Your friend, congrats.
Like dude. Yeah, we've been like holding thumbs, crossing fingers. You can do medicine. I find out on social media.
Come on.
Stop it, please, man. For me, it was a friend who moved away and then subsequently got engaged. For younger, it was engaged and married, yes?
Yeah,
very, very hectic things. Let's jump into some of these voice notes. We asked you to tell us, who are those friends that you found out super deep things about them on social media, which made you realize, we're actually not that close.
I never been with Betty.
Yeah.
Even on Stranger Danger, with Zaza and Yaya.
What's up, man? Enjoying the show. Hoping you guys are having the best Monday ever. Mal Universe.
Mal Universe, just checking in. We also love it when you do just that.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
So, about 3 years ago, my girl cousin moves to a bigger city, out of town, to a bigger city, and we still keep contact via Facebook and so forth. But then, say about 3 months ago, I find out through photos sent to me by my mom that were sent to her by the aunt, and that was sent to that aunt by the other aunt, and via, I find out that my cousin is expecting. And this is photos of a big baby shower what have you. And then about a month ago, whoops, there's the baby. And I don't hear anything from her. And I'm like, okay, good and well, our lives grew apart. But I mean, that's big, guys. Come on.
It's the big city life.
Trying to get by. It is. I'm sorry, this made me think of something that recently happened.
Okay.
To not even just me and a couple of us. People and family.
Yes.
Right? We had someone do that to us, except there was no baby shower, there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
People just chatting, you know, you go, hey, how are you? I'm good. Nothing. No one's saying anything. We meet up for a family event.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at you. You're clearly pregnant. Clearly.
Yes.
You know? And now we're talking to your parents. They're looking at us, look at you, look at them, and they're not, they know as well. They're also not acknowledging it. And we're all just like, okay, well, cool.
Yeah, now.
Cool then.
She wanted it to be a surprise. You guys, you don't like the element of surprise. That's not her fault.
No, but the surprise is over. We can see.
Yeah, surprise.
She didn't say that. She didn't acknowledge it.
She didn't need to, younger. The belly was there. It spoke for itself. Here's somebody coming saying, greetings, ladies. Are you guys talking about this phantom friendship? Most of the people I went to pre-primary, primary, and high school have babies or married, got engaged, and I'm sitting here like I missed that LO lesson. It's Shona from Cape Town. I don't even go on social media anymore. I went to boarding school with some of these people. We lived in the same village, and these people think I won't find out. It's fine, get congrats. My favorite is the very, very bitter congrats. Like, sure, if you want.
Congrats.
Well done.
Yeah, guys, the biggest betrayal that I received on social media was a friend of mine who I thought we were like brothers.
Oh,
we used to hang out back in the day in our hometown.
Mm.
And he moved to Joburg like 5 years ago. And I only recently just moved back to Joburg.
Yeah.
And we hung out a few times, and then he just like literally neglected me ever since then. Wouldn't hook up, wouldn't answer my calls.
Fine.
And then a few months later, I get a call from a mutual friend of ours telling me that he started a pool or sort of a group so that we can all put money together for his baby shower and wedding. Mm. Baby shower and wedding combo. He did not tell me. Oh, wow.
Aww.
That was the biggest betrayal. Thanks, dude. And you guys actually know him.
I don't know how we know this person, but please can I tell you why I'm laughing so much? It's because this person brought all of these people together because they wanted money, right?
Yeah.
For this baby shower and the marriage.
Yeah.
You weren't even good enough to just be an extra amount of rands, my boy.
Dude, you were going to make the amounts like less, like as opposed to 5 friends who have to put 500 together.
Yes.
6. No, we're putting 4 something or 3 something. Like that would have helped. Oh, no.
Not even your money, my boy. And please don't feel bad. Hey, Younger and I, it's happened to us many times. So, like we said, we're all in this together.
Lol, my mom and dad got divorced and they've been divorced for not so long, but long but not so long. But anyway, and my dad rocked up with a new woman or girlfriend, whatever you want to call her. And then I had to see on Facebook they got engaged. Lol.
The sperm donor that made you doesn't want to tell you that, hey babe, you've got a new stepmother, by the way.
What's Christmas? Now, like, you walk into the house, you're like, hi. Hi, can I help you?
Are you the caterer?
No. I'm your stepmother.